and all the group around you, you will change, you will have this and that and that. So you're floating, actually. You know what? What should be done about this replacement? You say, if you come here, we don't believe in replacement. Everything adds up. And all live side by side. Because in our world, there is no opposition. We don't say this is... we don't explain the universe as an eternal conflict between the particles. We explain it a magical co-working and coexisting of all these different opposite-looking particles. Because that's what it is. When we come out of me, and we become we, and from a distance we look at the humanity, everything had a role to play. And it's so difficult to say what is right, what is wrong. And if you are given the choice of pressing a button, and something in the past will change, don't dare to touch that button. Because you believe you eliminate the bad. But you can eliminate the good. This is something I had real difficulties in my personal life to swallow. Because in my childhood, I was observing all the propaganda of Western people about the Nazi Germany. So I couldn't like anything in that movement. And if it was to me, I push the button that other people will never exist. And I couldn't find anything good out of that to say, no, okay, let it be. A very good teacher of mine, he realized that I love the space travel and all that, and said, do you know that if that was not here, the missile were not here, and outer space was not here, it wouldn't happen. Because the beginning of this racket stuff, it's so expensive that needs an unlimited budget of the fascists. Adolf Hitler gave them everything, even the slaves, which is pity. But this is how it was. It's a magical universe. If you eliminate Second World War, then there is no outer space yet. We don't know, but we don't know where we go. Because everything works together. If you had equal fingers, you were handicapped. These are different. All of them. So different, because differences is the base of this existence. Everything is different, everything is unique. He talked about all this and said, you know, here we stand in a place that we don't say the follower and the leader. We don't have that. Here we walk together. We call ourselves fellow travelers. And we believe that in the meaning there is no division and counting the quantities and all that, which is the whole universe. Let's check it out. Something you should swallow, because you are one of us and we are all
One thing, so division is not there really, because your skin doesn't divide you really from the outside. The division is theoretically just to do those analysis you do. Everything is all together, especially feeling hard. And when we explain all of this and you will face it, what is in you working? You are that fellow. What is in her working really? An atheist, self-reliant person who is trying to do, there are only two engines. One is personal effort, we know that, right? There is another one. Is there? Good guess and guess.
Reliance on God?
She's an atheist.
Oh, I'm an atheist.
Oh, okay. I thought you were asking for the contrast, not yet. Okay.
She's an atheist, right? We explained everything about her. Now I will say, you know what? She has two different engines. One is quite obvious, but the first one, which is self-power. Jumped. Jack. So, yes, she believes in effort, huh?
Bad luck.
She doesn't believe in bad luck. No, that's the explanation over there. The power in her. There are two sources of power in that lady over there. One is self-dependence, personal effort. We talked about it. Jack. But there is something else.
Running away from death.
I'm talking about an engine.
Just fear.
Running at fear is not an engine. An engine, like another thing, like the personal effort. There is something else.
Blaming others for your misfortune?
Instincts.
Oh, because you don't look at her. She has two parts over there. The one which is selfish person, the self-dependent one, the one who believes in personal effort, is her character. That is the human character over there. Right? Human part of her has an engine. That will, personal will, is jacked, right? That's the effort. So she has a will. But there is someone else over there. The primitive animal, which doesn't think. Do you remember that one? Anger. Where anger is coming from? He talks about this anger, he will later talk about this anger when the lion and the rabbit are talking. And rabbit is late and the lion is angry. That's why he cannot have a good judgment. Anger. And anger doesn't come from her being atheist. Anger belongs to the animal within. Right? And that animal, when it starts up, her thought will be locked up. That's what the anger is. That's why in the next paragraph he talks about chashma. Hashme Jew. Jewish anger, 700. He talks about it. How it happens and how it goes. He'll say, this is it. And that's why in a couple of verses later he will say, listen, don't look at the surface and the picture. Dig in. There is a meaning in this. I'm choosing my word. The word is Hash and Jah. Means anger and
denial.
Personal power. No,
it's not power.
Personal effort. That's why everything is different, and all these 12, I mean, will pick up something. Anyhow, we will go to the next paragraph and we say, you know what? We are telling you all of this because we know a minority. Who are saved from this problem? Who are not the victim